T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
JTA, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks a lot. And how are you this morning?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well here in Boston. It's snowing. Last time I seen snow like this was when I was in college at Marquette. So definitely don't miss this.
Yeah, being out in the Bay, right? That's a whole different ball game now. Being back in the Bay on a regular basis, that's got to be kind of nice to be around what you grew up with.
Oh yeah, for sure. You can't beat the California sunshine, man. So you pay for that, pay for the weather, pay for the location. I'm definitely appreciative of it.
JTA, I want to give you credit, man, and it's not because of last night, but I've come in here after Warrior losses to where you've had a great game, and then the next game you might be a DMP. And I'll come in here like, why didn't Juan play? You know, he had a good game the game before. Can you walk us through your mindset of driving home the night that you don't play after having a good game and basically having the ability to stay ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I sat here and said it didn't get frustrating sometimes, but I mean, it's just the way it is right now. And so, I play my role. I always laugh around. I always tell people, everybody has to play their role to make the movie work. You know, everybody can't be the main character or even, the supporting cast. Sometimes you got to sit it out. And so, I just wait my time, man. I'm here in the NBA. I'm still trying to establish myself, and the best thing I can do is just, be ready when my number's called. And so whenever it is called, I just try to be ready to perform.
You talked about the movie, and your story will make someday an incredible movie, going from, 95th to Miss Addles teaching you at Montero Middle School. You go to Castro Valley and then to Mexico and you make it back. Do you allow yourself time to just step back and realize and appreciate just how remarkable your journey has been?
I mean, I'm appreciative every day just because I know what life can be. But at the same time, I am getting kind of tired of being, this super cool story. I understand it's a cool story to some, but, I feel like I deserve to be here. I've earned this. I've worked for it. And so I'm kind of past that. But, in regards to appreciation, I'll never take this game for granted. This game has changed my life. It's such a fun game. And, it beats having any other job. So as far as appreciation goes, I'll do my best to always stay grounded and, be appreciative of the basketball.
Juan Toscano-Anderson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It's 90 Guru and Dibs here on a Friday. Juan, what's changed over the course of these last four games? The tough loss against the Wizards on Friday, you guys get the win against Houston, and now it really seems like you're rolling. What has triggered this run to get this squad back to 500?
I think it's just finding a groove. There's a lot of games in the season. You're going to have some low points, some high points. That's what I'm learning. But, the best teams always find ways to win. And so I think it's just a matter of us clicking, a matter of everybody knowing their roles. Even though I'm not sure what place we're in, whether we're in 10th or 9th, but, we still have a shot at the playoffs. And I think, with us clicking now, I think it's the perfect time, we could sit here and say it's unfortunate that it's at the end of the season or, you know, whatever the time frame may be. But like I said, gearing up to get ready for playoffs, I think us clicking now is, you know, what better than, you know, going into the playoffs if we can get in.
Juan, we have fun on the show all year long, you know, after every Warriors game reacting. And my thing has been they go get hot. And, you know, you get a little white hot but not real hot. And then last night I see you on the post game with our guy Bonte and Molly, and you say nobody wants to see the Dubs in a seven-game series. I jumped up off the couch screaming at the TV like, that's it. Did you feel that way before the four-game winning streak, or have you always had that mindset? Because I'm with you. Nobody want to see y'all in a seven-game series.
I mean, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that we're going to beat every team and win a championship. By no means am I saying that just yet. But I don't think any team is looking at the standings saying, you know, we'd rather have Golden State over any team, or we'd rather see Steph Curry every night over any team. And you know, I truly believe that. You know, that guy, man, when you have that guy on your team and everybody's doing their job and playing well, I think we can be a really good team. So I'm excited to see what we can do in the playoffs. I think we can surprise a lot of people. I think we have the pieces. I think it's just a matter of putting it all together. And so I truly believe that. I don't think any team is looking at their schedule and, you know, having us as their preference and opponent. Mm.
You mentioned Steph Curry, and right now he's on an historic run with the 9 straight games over 30 points. What is it like seeing somebody up close like that who is on such a heater, who's playing in the flow state as he has been for the better part of a month now?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's amazing to watch. It's kind of funny because I don't even know if he heard me in the middle of the game. I don't even remember what he did, honestly, because there's just so many plays that he's amazing. But in the middle of the game, I'm running back on defense. I'm like, damn, man, like, you continue to impress me every game. And I just laughed it off. But it's true, man. He's so impressive. He does crazy things. And it's just such a pleasure to be playing alongside of a GOAT, man. I truly believe if – you know, I always tell people, man, Steph Curry is going to be arguably a top 10 player, you know, to ever play the game. But I think if he can get to 5-6 rings, I think there's no debate in having him in the top 5, you know, to ever play the game. I mean, why could you not? Unanimous MVP, championships. I mean, he's done pretty much everything. So I would love for him to get those 5-6 rings and, you know, shut all that conversation down, you know, at least for him to be in the top 5, in my opinion.
Juan Toscano-Anderson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Juan, how much do you take from Draymond? Because there are comps, you know, hey, Juan, you know, does a little of this and a little of that, a little bit of everything, plays with an edge. You know, Draymond obviously brings those things to the table. I see you vibing with Damian Lee, too, who brings a little bit of an edge. How much do you vibe off of Draymond, and how much of the success of this team this season when they are successful is it's a whole lot of Steph, but it's also bringing that edge, like y'all got something to prove?
Yeah, I mean, at least for myself, I do have something to prove every night. Like I said, I'm trying to establish myself in this league still. As for learning from Draymond, I think it's really a treat. You know, I don't take it for granted. I've always been a fan of Draymond. I've always loved what he does, and he's always been one of my favorite players. You know, the average basketball fan doesn't see his impact and his presence on the game, and a lot of what he does not show up in the stat sheet, even though he's notching triple-doubles here and there. But, you know, there's a huge chunk of what he does that doesn't show up in the stat sheet. So that's the difference, man. You need guys like that. You need guys like Draymond. You know, I would hope for a team to need a guy like myself, but you need guys like that to round Steph Curry, because Steph is going to do what he's going to do. It's just up to everybody else to, you know, do their job. And so I'm always trying to bring value to a team. I always want my teammates to know that I have their back. You know, when I put that jersey on, I'm ready to go to war for my team. So, and I just got that edge, man. Like I said, I could be anywhere else in the world doing anything, but here I am playing professional basketball for the Warriors. So, you know, it's me or you when we out there competing, and I would much rather it be me. So, you know, that's just the edge I carry.
I love it. Straight perspective. JTA, this is going to be random, but I got to ask you. You know, our society, our world now, so much is predicated on social media. And as an athlete, I'm just curious, you know, and I won't bring up it, you know, we see the Durants responding to people on social media. How much do you look at it, and do you want to respond to trolls, or do you just look at it and put it down? Like, how does JTA handle social media?
You know what, man, that social media is a very precious thing, like, or I shouldn't say precious, a very fragile thing, you know, like, I sit there and I'll respond to somebody just out of, I get bored too, you know, I'm a normal human being, you know, I get bored just like everybody else does, you know, sometimes I'm looking for entertainment, and, you know, I don't sit there and respond to everybody, I sit there and troll people, and I have to catch myself because then there's a million comments, people saying, you know, don't let that bother you. Then people are screenshotting and putting it on Twitter. As for, you know, a few weeks ago, there was a guy that was saying I wasn't, you know, he didn't see me as being a rotational piece for the Warriors. And that part kind of bothered me just because it's like I would never walk into Elon Musk's office, or I would never walk into Jay-Z's studio or and critique what they're doing. You know why I would never do that is because I'm not a professional at what they do. And I just do not understand how people nowadays feel like their opinion is valued or warranted. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. As for myself, like I said, I would never walk into another professional's domain and critique them. And I don't understand why people who have never played basketball at this level are critiquing people. So I have my opinions. I keep them to myself. I don't go out on social media. I don't do anything. I mind my business. But it doesn't bother me, man. When I'm on the phone, I'm looking at it, I'll respond. And then when I put my phone down, I go back to my regular life because my regular life is cracking. I got people who love me. I play basketball. I'm healthy. I got family. So I'm not worried about those people on the internet, man. A lot of that stuff is just out of you know, like I said, boredom. I'm a normal person like everybody else. I get bored. I have downtime in my day, and, you know, sometimes I'm just respond.
That's how much are you looking forward to being back home at Chase Center and having fans actually in the arena? Because I know myself and many of the listeners out there, we're dying to see you guys in person. Is that something you're looking forward to having happen again soon?
Hell yeah, I'm so excited to have fans. I can't wait. You know, last year was a lot of fun having fans in the building. And it's just been, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still been fun to compete, but, you know, the fans bring a whole different dynamic to the game. They bring just so much more energy. You know, I think it brings out a lot of competitiveness in guys, and so I'm looking forward to it. And I think we got some great fans, man. You know, Dub Nation is dope. It's kind of funny that I'm calling them Dub Nation, and I used to be a part of Dub Nation. So I'm just super excited, man, to have fans back. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Juan, how much, if at all, have you given thought toward next year and just the desire to continue to be a part of something special as this team, you know, tries to ramp back to get into a championship caliber level again? I know you've played your way, I think everybody would agree, into where you're going to be playing somewhere on somebody's team in somebody's rotation. But how much would you like that to be with the Warriors specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I catch myself thinking about it sometimes. But I have to check myself, you know. I always have to get – I just want to get through today. I don't want to consume myself with things that are, you know, out of my control. In an ideal world, yeah, it would be great to stay and play for the Warriors. But at the end of the day, I do understand it's a business. And, you know, the Warriors will do what's best for – what they feel like is best for the Warriors. And, you know, I'll do what's best for – what I feel like is best for Juan. And so – with all that being said, though, I think it would be ideal for me to stay home and play. Who would not want to, you know, be playing for their home team? And then not only that, it's just, I mean, every night's fun, man. You know, in the locker room, I asked Steph, I'm like, what are you going to do tonight? You going to put on a show tonight? But I say those things because I truly am enjoying, you know, what I have going for myself right now. Those are the little things that are fun that I get to really just kick kick comments like that to Steph, like the greatest shooter in the world, and be like, hey, yo, 30, what you doing tonight? Like, I'll be able to tell my kids and my grandkids and stuff like that. So I just try to enjoy the moment and not think too deeply about what's to come. You know, I said a lot of that stuff is out of my control.
Love it. Hey, JTA, I'm watching you hit threes last night, celebrate. You bring the intangibles, and I know you're in season. And I'm thinking to myself, he can bring the ball up. What part of your game, like, how do you expand? Let's just say it, you fast forward to the offseason. What would JTA say? You know what? I'm going to go in the lab and work on this, or I'd like to develop this.
Well, I definitely want to continue mastering what, you know, what's expected of me. I want to be a superstar in my role. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to try to add some things to my game, improve my ball handling, improve my finishing around the rim, get a consistent floater maybe and things like that. I just want to be super versatile, and I think that's where my value has always been. And I think that's why, you know, Steve likes me is just because he can pretty much plug me anywhere he needs me to or he needs to. So, man, I got a lot of work to do this summer. I still feel like my back is against the wall. You know, I don't have a guaranteed contract, and I'm gonna approach every day like that. You know, I'm still on an audition.
Juan, for those of us who haven't played in the league, and I don't like my chances at 5'8" and 52 years old, we kind of live through guys like you. What's a better feeling, the two-hand smash at the rim or draining a three ball from the right wing?
That one last night, I'm gonna go with the dunk.
That
one just felt good. That one felt really good. I hadn't got a dunk like that all year. I don't know. Maybe I had the little windmill. That was cool. But that dunk was just different. I was able to just, I don't know. It just felt different. So I'm gonna go with the dunk.
Man.
Yeah, that one felt good. That one was a lot of
fun. JTA out there balling.
I got to think,
balling.
Though, Juan, the three ball's got to feel good for you, too, though, because I know you put in a lot of work with that three ball specifically, and it's really paid off for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Hard work pays off, and I know that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. You know, I'm in there every day working with, you know, my coaches, trying to improve, trying to stay consistent. Trying to extend my range. And I'm understanding of what's needed in this offense. I'm understanding of what's needed to play around guys like Clay, Steph, and Dre. And so, you know, that's the core. I feel like that's what's being built around. And so I'm understanding of that. And so I have to improve in the places where my value is. So this is going to be a big summer for me, man. I'm super excited. I'm super excited to get to work. Last summer was the first summer since I've been playing professional where I've had, you know, all the resources that I needed, I guess, per se. You know, I had a consistent weight room. I had, food, consistent, you know, just nutrition, all that stuff, treatments, film, all that stuff. I've never had that consistently every day at any point in time in my professional career. So I take full advantage of those resources I have now.
Juan, you're definitely taking advantage with the way you've been playing, and we really appreciate you taking some time out, and best of luck on the rest of the road trip, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.